This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Please do a smidgen, an iota of research on the place you're going and know what you can and can't call it.
Yeah. You know how I feel about that.
I don't.
Call it anything you want.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I may call. I may call for another victory lap for Matt Steinmetz. And we don't have to spend a lot of time on this. Just, in fact, we don't have to spend any time at it, on it at all. All you got to do is say, Steiny, you're right. You deserve a victory lap, and we can move on. Did you see the story that I saw over the weekend?
Well, there were a lot of stories over the weekend.
No. This one should have resonated when you saw it. You should have thought of Steiny.
Caitlin Clark might be out for the year?
No. And again, I probably should be saving this for tomorrow.
49ers cut Tanner Mordecai?
New bar opens in San Francisco?
No. By the way, that's another victory lap. We'll do that one later.
That's not a victory lap. That's just a good idea.
That was a great idea. It's such a great idea that I guarantee you in the next year or two, that bar will surface. Somebody will take that idea that I furnished them, and they will utilize it and make money. And you know what? That's fine by me.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I don't care. That's fine. If I have an idea and they want to use it, that's fine. I don't have the wherewithal. I'm not very responsible, but I do have ideas. I just can't follow through on them. So somebody will help me with that one.
Yeah, you don't sound salty about that at all.
All right.
Put a patent on it.
I saw this headline. You know who Nate McMillan is, right?
Oh, I do. Former Atlanta Hawks, Portland Trail Blazers head coach, former player.
Yeah, and now
famously
he
tore his ACL on the bench.
You thinking of Finch?
Nate McMillan was the first.
Okay. Listen to this headline. And this one's coming right down the road of all you haters out there. Bronny James could factor into Lakers rotation more in year two, according to Nate McMillan.
Oh, no.
Bronny James.
By the way, it was an Achilles, not an ACL.
Okay. Bronny James, ladies and gentlemen, may be part of the Lakers rotation this year.
What's that one word you used in that sentence? May?
May likely.
So not definitively.
May likely. Well, I'll tell you what, for a 55th pick in the draft or whatever he was, for him to break into the rotation on a playoff team, that's pretty impressive.
If Bronny James is playing big minutes for
I didn't say big minutes, rotation minutes.
So rotation like, you know, Kuminga during the first round of the playoffs rotation minutes?
No, no, no. Or like he'll be to the Lakers.
Quentin Post?
What Gary Payton II was to the Warriors last
year. No chance. Gary Payton plays like 15 to 20 minutes a game.
Yeah, seven times a year.
No. Gary Payton II has a role on the team. What is Bronny James's role on the Lakers?
Well, that's to be determined, but he's going to have one.
GP2's back. But.
He's going to have one.
Sonny, now why did this hit you so hard? Gary Payton II literally averaged 15 minutes a game last year, but continue.
No, seriously, it's because this kid is going to turn into an NBA player. And
well, he's already an NBA player.
Right, but what nobody at all seemed to factor in was when you take a guy that late in the draft, it's a project. And just because his last name was James, people thought he didn't deserve it. And you know what? He's going to turn into an NBA player, perhaps.
You know what that tells me?
Hmm.
There's a lot of players that aren't drafted that could turn into NBA players. If given the opportunity, if given the tutelage, if given the coaching, if given a runway like Bronny James has, and more power to him, he's taking advantage of it. I think a lot of players that are sort of the fringe, you know, end of second round guys, undrafted G League players, a lot of those players could also become one day NBA guys. And those are the ones that I think people are, you know, disgruntled with Bronny about, that he's taken a spot away from them just because of his last name.
Yeah. Well, I think we...
You still want the victory lap?
You know what, Evan? We can put it off until he becomes a fixture in that rotation. And God forbid he helps them win.
Look, I... They saw something. More power to him. They saw something.
They did.
The name on the back of his jersey is what they saw.
I mean, we often see the sons of legacy players get drafted just because of their names. This guy may happen to actually end up being deserving of it.
What other players of legacy guys have been drafted?
Well, let's go down the list.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm well, here. I'm still here.
Just stop it for a second.
Yep.
The point is that the guys who get opportunities don't even get to the place that LeBron James's son got to, is what I'm saying. Like Michael Jordan Jr., for example.
Only played in college.
That's right. And he shouldn't have even played in college. He shouldn't have. He had no business playing in college. And you know what? Can I just put the rat on the table? Sponsored by ACCO Pest Control. Let me come at it from another way. If LeBron James' son only got drafted because of the name, isn't that part of the reason you get drafted? Like, if his dad is one of the greatest athletes of all time, and you think this kid still hasn't grown into his body and all that, those kind of things, why? Like, I just don't understand why taking a chance on LeBron James's son is any different than taking a chance on an unnamed player late in the second round.
Because I don't look at it as them taking a chance.
Why not?
They're doing a favor.
But what? Okay.
And that's not taking a chance.
Why not? They like, and I said, the Warriors identified a project in James Wiseman at the number two pick. All right. He was a project. He didn't work out.
Yep.
At 55 is also when you would take a project. And I just don't have a problem with the Lakers taking a guy that they think won't be a factor for a couple years because he needs to develop more of a game and more maturity, and his body needs to fill out a little bit more.
Yeah, but the point is that you're not drafting him because you think that there's a massive amount of potential. Like, that's to me what I hear when I hear project.
But, okay, what about just be... Doesn't being LeBron James's son in and of itself give you more of an upside than a regular guy?
No, I would ask why that's even remotely the case.
Because...
Like genetics?
Yes.
He's 6'2".
Well, right now. Right? Like, some guys don't...
So you're saying he's going to sprout to 6'8", 260 by the time he's 24?
I'm not saying that, but if he becomes 6'4", and puts on 20 pounds, then maybe he can play two guard a little bit better.
Well, it's funny, because when Kuminga grew 3 inches 3 years ago, you scoffed at it.
You're right, I did, because he didn't. He didn't.
Just saying.
But look at a guy like, okay, I know he wasn't a project. Steph Curry. Like, when Steph Curry came into the league with that body, he was never going to be the player he turned into. He had to fill out. And it did over the first 5 or 6 years of his career. I'm not comparing Bronny to Curry. I'm only comparing the body to Curry, and that Bronny's got to get just like Caitlin Clark. Like, she's got to get stronger.
No doubt. But I think that there's a difference between Bronny James and, say, Shedeur Sanders, who also was a big talking point this weekend because he had his first performance in the preseason with the Browns, looked pretty good. There was the video that went viral of him walking up to a media member and politely asking him if he was going to write anything good about him. There's a difference, because at least, while I don't think Shedeur Sanders is incredible, he at least performed at the collegiate level. He demonstrated that he could dominate some defenses in what used to be the Pac-12 and now the Big Ten. Like, he was not a bad quarterback in college. Bronny James had no resume at the collegiate level. So they effectively, you're right, they did draft a project. But they basically drafted a high schooler.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed in San Francisco. I mean, and we don't have to spend any more time on this.
Well, look, there are examples of players who do work out that are considered favors. I mean, the best example is probably Mike Piazza. I think he was taken in the 60th round, if those were even, I think it was pretty damn late.
Something like that.
As a favor to Tommy Lasorda, because Lasorda was his godfather. And then he turned into a Hall of Fame catcher. All I'm saying is, I don't think that's the case here. That's my only issue with it.
Well, one more time. What's not the case? That
Bronny James.
Okay.
Compared to Piazza. Also in baseball, there's 60 rounds. They used to be 60. There's not just two.
I mean, and I know people say, well, he was a number two pick, but if someone can explain to me the difference between the Warriors drafting James Wiseman and looking at him like they looked at him, and the Lakers drafting Bronny James, what's the difference other than the Warriors were completely out of touch with James Wiseman's skill set? You know what I mean? Like, at least, James Wiseman was drafted second, and he might not even be able to play in the NBA. Bronny James was drafted 55, and there's a chance that this year he may actually be in the Lakers rotation. So I get LeBron James never would have been drafted if he wasn't LeBron's son by any other team than the Lakers. But I just don't think it's a huge reach when you're looking at a project, whoever it is. Like, guess what? Yeah, Bronny James wasn't ready when he was drafted into the NBA. Well, so are most, shouldn't say most, but there are plenty of players who aren't ready to play in the NBA when they first get drafted.
You want to do the legal?
I did it.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the difference to me is we don't know if he was drafted because of his skill set, Steiny. The assumption is that he was taken because of his last name. And maybe there's some upside. Like a project in... All right, let's do this. So what's the stat that everyone threw around when Wiseman was a rookie He was one of
12 and 6
guys to average. I bet you Bronny James will never average 12 points in an NBA season. Would you be willing to take that bet?
I might take it.
Okay, that's fine.
I might.
But that's why Wiseman was drafted, because you're right. He was incredibly raw. The Warriors clearly did not assess his future potential or his skill set in a way that was conducive to team and honestly, maybe individual success. He still averaged, without knowing what to do at the NBA level at 19 years old, 12 points. Now, was it conducive to winning? No, but my point is, like, there were skills that were there even at his foundation that the Warriors felt like they could use. I don't really know what skill set people were looking at Bronny James and asking, well, could this guy potentially do, you know? No, that just wasn't the case.
This is from Uncle Looney, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. Wiseman is a tall, athletic player. Bronny is short and can't shoot. How can you not see the difference? Teams take a chance on upside. Bronny has no upside. Okay, like, who says? Why does Bronny James have no upside? Because you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. You know the last person I heard didn't have a lot of upside?
Mm-hmm.
Tyrese Halliburton. Because they thought he was a finished product out of Iowa, and that's State. Why he fell. Because they didn't think he had a big upside. They thought he was more of a finished product, and they weren't crazy about his athleticism.
They also weren't crazy about his funky ass jump shot,
no
but
doubt.
It went in.
Yeah.
He was always a good shooter. People just didn't like the way that he shot.
But has Halliburton turned into a player?
He also fell from a top 5 guy to a top 15 guy.
Has Tyrese Halliburton turned into a player that very few expected him to be?
Probably. I think you can make the case about Curry, but he had a skill set when he entered the league. The guy could shoot the lights out. You know, it's funny. We do this all the time with Warriors players, so let's do the same exercise with Bronny James. Hey, Steiny, what does he do well?
Sounds like he could fit in on the Warriors.
That's my point. We don't know. At least Kaminga can jump.
All right. I don't really see a
When I think of a project, I think of somebody that has
tall?
I think of someone that has a tool and a potentially good one, and then we can work on the rest. You know, maybe they're a great shooter. Maybe they're really athletic. Maybe they have a knack for...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to,
or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
For defense, maybe they're an ironclad rebounder. They have good vision. There's one particular tool that makes them worth selecting. I think that's why most NBA players are taken in the draft.
All right, you want me to play devil's advocate? Maybe,
sure.
Maybe Bronny's one thing was pedigree.
That's a skill?
It's a trait.
Pedigree.
Yeah.
Explain.
He's LeBron's son.
That's what we're talking about.
Right.
That can't be okay. A skill.
All right, let me ask you this.
That's sheer dumb luck.
Okay, let me ask you this, and maybe Curry will be retired by then. Who is it? Cannon? Is that Steph's son?
Yeah.
Okay, if Cannon at...
He's got a future.
18 years old, hasn't filled out yet, and is just an average college player, but he's Steph Curry's son, and he has some things about his game that you like. You don't think a team would take a shot at Curry? You don't think a team on balance would maybe take a kid whose dad was an NBA player as opposed to not?
I really don't. Well,
that's fair. I'm just asking the question.
Or if it happens, Steiny, the same energy that people are coming at Bronny for is going to be applied to Cannon. And that might be unfair, but that's just reality. Now, people are not going to be happy if that hypothetical comes to fruition.
That's fine. I just feel like with LeBron James's son, there's not an openness to what if he gets better and can be a rotation player. To me, that is the thinking that most teams will use when they're drafting late in the second round. And I'm not going to tell you right now that LeBron James's son would have been drafted if LeBron James wasn't an NBA player. He probably wouldn't have been. But I just don't see it as something so egregious that it should bother people. There have been a lot of players in the NBA who get drafted for things that maybe not because of their dad, but because of something, some upside you think a player may have.
No, I'm with you, but the Warriors are actually, I think, a great team to look at in regards to nepotism. They have a lot of players that have had fathers who played in the NBA. Let's look at one of them, who I actually think Bronny James kind of, and you brought him up, but he might profile like one day. Gary Payton II. Gary Payton II is the son of an all-time point guard, a Hall of Famer, and also happens to be a pretty good defensive player. So did a team look at Gary Payton II and say, well, he's GP's kid. You know, he's a two-time Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. He could score a little bit. Let's take him. No. He went undrafted. He played in the G League for 2 years. Proved that he was good enough to earn an NBA contract. Bounced around for the first few years of his career. And eventually then found a home with the Warriors where his skill set was allowed to flourish. That's not what happened with Bronny. Bronny just got the silver spoon right out of the gate. He didn't have to prove that he was good enough to project as a role player or someone that could help in a rotation. He just got handed a contract.
I get that. But what I'm saying is when guys get taken in the second round, they're usually a reach. They're usually a player that shows something that could turn into, like, here's what I'm getting at. Nobody out there, like, nothing Bronny James does is ever going to be enough. It's just never going to be enough. Even if and that's what I'm finding out kind of right now, that if he's a rotation player this year, say he averages 12 to 15 minutes a night and plays 50 to 60 games, why wouldn't you look at that and say, Look at this. This is a second round pick, late in the second round. Most guys don't even make it. And now he's in an NBA rotation. Like, I don't under, he still won't get credit for that, I don't think.
No, I think he will, because a lot of people don't believe that he's that good. If Bronny James is contributing to winning basketball and playing 15 minutes a game for the Lakers, I think he'll get credit for that. I just don't think it's going to happen. Not from what I've seen. And again, it's someone like a lot of players have to start in the G League and prove it every single level, especially when they're, you know, they average 5 points a game in college and shot 30% from three, that you are good enough to earn an NBA contract. You have to prove it. Bronny James was given a guaranteed contract after 1 year of college in which he did not play a lot.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Trayce Jackson-Davis got a 2-year guarantee.
He played 4 years, pardon me, five, okay, of Big Ten basketball and was a borderline All-American. The guy averaged 20 and 12.
Didn't Quentin Post get a 2-year deal?
Quentin Post, he played 5 years of college basketball, three different programs.
All right. I'm just saying,
he was
a
40% shooter and averaged 15 and 10 at Boston College. He was a starter and an all-ACC member. Like, that's what I'm saying. These guys have proven at the collegiate level that they're good enough to maybe not dominate, but be good players.
All right. And I wouldn't give up on Bronny James just yet. That's all. 888-957-9570 is the number. We've got some other things to talk about. We got the 49ers playing. Do we have... Yes or no? Is that Kuminga news? Do we have a little Kuminga news to share?
Well, there's been somewhat of an update.
Okay. We can talk about Kuminga on the other side. We can also keep talking about Bronny James.
There was some nepotism on the field Saturday for the 49ers.
One more time?
There was some nepotism on the field Saturday
for
the 49ers.
Steiny, it's not an indictment on Bronny. It's the Lakers and LeBron. You don't get it. I'm not blaming Bronny. All right, well, let's not blame Steph Curry if Cannon gets drafted in 10 years, but he struggled. You know, that's not – let's give guys a chance. Give guys a chance. Oh, there's the thing. All right, 888-957-9570. Coming up tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Connecticut Sun. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 6:30, brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. Pods can dunk. I'm not God!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Guru will be back tomorrow. And
this is a DJ. Marshmallow?
Sounds like he's soft.
Stay Puff.
Was this guy on it, Outside Lands?
No. No, but he's just a DJ. Pasta was kind enough to come back with one that's pretty notable.
See, the funny thing is I actually ask a question about DJs. And what did you just say about the DJs?
I just said that he's a notable DJ, DJ Marshmallow.
No, you said something about a DJ.
During the break?
No, just it was live.
That they're musicians of sorts?
Yes. Yes. See, I just asked the question whether they were or not, and you seem to be saying they're not, I guess is what I'm saying, which is fine. You know more about music than me, probably.
Well, is...
Especially this new stuff.
Is a vocalist a musician? Someone who only sings, doesn't play music?
Yes.
What's the difference? They're creating music with their voice. A DJ is creating music with...
Something synthetic. Yeah, something inanimate.
So because it's not technically organic or like natural, it's not real music?
Talk to Panja.
Han just said they are.
Oh, that's right. Talk to Robin. Talk to Robin from Frankie Duhay? Beverly and the Maze.
And the Maze.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's finish up on Bronny with Ben in Berkeley, and then we'll get into the Niners. What's up, Ben? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. I was at the Steinies Haters Lounge. It was a great day yesterday.
Heck yeah.
We were quoting a lot of Bob Dylan, you know, the moral of the story and the moral of the song, that one should not be where one does not belong. So when you talk about Bronny James, he belongs in the league because it's his dad's league. He's going to be an owner. Sure. So don't you worry about his 3-point shot right now.
All right.
He's like Mike Yastrzemski. He gets to play minor league baseball till he's 28. Okay, he gets to get drafted, and then he gets to play for 6 or 7 years, and then he gets a big massive payout, and then they don't just cut him; they trade him as a sign of respect because of the name of Yaz. And that's the same thing with Bronny. You got to respect the name. Just love it and bow down to it, because that's what you do, because he owns the league. Yeah. He's a multi-billionaire. Right. Put that in your head.
Hey, Rizzotto.
He's going to be eventually $3,000 billion.
Hit him, Rizzotto. Thank you.
That means bring it down.
Hit him means cut him. Like when Jason Kidd said, hit me, so he could spill the water.
Well, I think we found your first open micer.
Who, Ben?
Yeah.
Hit me. Ben's right, let's get to the Niners.
By the way, Yaz went to Vanderbilt. Like, can we stop the cap?
About what?
He's talking about nepotism and comparing Bronny James to Mike Yastrzemski. Mike Yastrzemski went to one of the more prominent baseball programs in the country.
And Bronny James went to one of the most prominent gyms in the country.
But
Yaz dad's.
Yaz actually played.
All right, let's start out with Ryan and Irvine. Jump into the 49ers, because I want to talk about Brock Purdy a little bit. And I didn't think I did a great job of explaining myself the other day, and I'm going to try to do better today. Ryan's in Irvine. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, man?
I'm good, guys. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, yes, sir?
I wanted to weigh in on something you said earlier about, you know, a negative aspect about each NFL team and about the Niners and their injuries. This is what I think is frustrating. Kyle has like a thought process, a theory about the offensive line and how valuable it is to his overall scheme. And he has shown an inability to adjust that thought process when everything is slapping him in the face that he needs to address the offensive line and take it more seriously, because every year they either lose out players because of injuries, or they lose super high leverage plays in NFC championships and Super Bowls. And it's all because Kyle doesn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Adjust his thought process about the value of an offensive line. Even though other teams are winning Super Bowls with their elite offensive lines. But this is what's frustrating. He can adjust. He just did that with special teams. For years, he said, I don't care about special teams. Just stay out of my way. Don't lose us games. Then they had a historical bad special teams unit. And what did he do? He got a new coach. They drafted a bunch of players that are specific players to special teams. So he can adjust. It's just, when is he going to, or will he ever? Because what happens if Purdy gets hurt by one of these backup offensive linemen? Is he going to get fired?
I mean, doesn't that fall on John Lynch a little bit? I mean, I get Kyle's the coach, and in theory, I guess Kyle's above John Lynch, but in theory, isn't that where John Lynch comes in and says, hey, Kyle, let's get some offensive linemen?
Yeah, I think it's not Kyle saying I don't want offensive linemen. I would appreciate the call, but to the caller's point, they have not made many investments in the offensive line. They just haven't. You know, they haven't spent first-round capital on an offensive lineman in some time. Now, they've drafted starters. Dominic Pooney on line one. He was a third-rounder last year and looks to be a nice guy. But, yeah, they still don't have the replacement for Trent Williams. They kind of get by with, I would say, it seems like a Giants-like approach to their offensive linemen, where they're low cost. And I haven't done some digging. If you give me a sec, I can look at it. But the amount of money that they spend on their offensive line compared to other positions, it's not, I don't think, one of the highest groups outside of just Trent Williams. That's just not how he goes about his business.
All right. Here's what. I'll go to that. Okay. Here's last week we were talking about Brock Purdy, and this is where I kind of want to steer this conversation. I'll give the listeners a little insight. I've said this to Evan because I know it kind of bothers him, but it'll be a good starting point for the conversation I want to have. Evan's got a little issue.
The Niners, by the way, are 29th going into this season in terms of total cap spent on offensive linemen.
That's not good.
That's not what people want.
Right. So
half of it is Trent Williams.
I'm trying to describe this accurately. You feel like I don't want to put this. Well, why don't you tell me how you feel about Brock Purdy?
I want to be careful because someone's probably listening. He's going to quote me on it.
Here we go. I'll tell you what, the 49ers, they're only going as far as Brock Purdy can take them.
Yeah, and I would say they're going as far as Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams and Fred Warner and Nick Bosa are going to take them. Did I forget Trent? I left out Kittle. Yeah, that's what I would say. Like, singling out Brock Purdy to me is disingenuous because football is not played by one person. And I understand we do the QB record thing, and I get some people like that because it's a simplistic way to look at a quarterback and whether he's good or not. To me, I try to open my mind to a bit more. And so I think that Brock Purdy is a top 10 quarterback. I think he has a high floor, but his ceiling is not going to be that of one of the game-changing dudes in the league. That's my opinion.
That's fair. And this is I want to get to the point where I think we can get into the disagreement a little bit. I agree. Brock Purdy can't carry a team. And I agree Brock Purdy's not the kind of quarterback that can win you a game on his own. But here's where I do think the most important aspect of where he's at is. And I'm looking at this story by a former colleague of ours, Kyle Madsen, and he wrote it about a month ago. And it says, the raw data tells us Purdy has been an extremely productive signal caller since becoming the 49ers week one quarterback in 2022. There have been debates, but he continues to be a really good player by every metric. But he says the one thing about Purdy's statistical profile stands out, and it may be the only thing holding him back from being an elite quarterback, and that is he's not good when the Niners are trailing. Mm-hmm. All right. So here's the biggest thing that that I've seen, and at least as it goes to last year. Last year, Brock Purdy, in game-winning drives, here it is. It isn't even about his production. It's just about the back-breaking turnovers that Purdy is prone to when the Niners are behind late in the game. Last season, Brock Purdy threw 4 interceptions on 49 attempts with his team behind with fewer than 4 minutes to play. It's also worth noting he has 0 touchdowns in those situations in his career with 8 interceptions. All right, I'm not here to tell you that Brock Purdy isn't clutch. But what I am here to say is, I don't talk about it like it's not a quarterback carrying you for 4 quarters and your defense stinks and your running back stink and your quarterback wins you a game solo. Like, I just don't think that happens. But what great quarterbacks can do is, if you're down in a game late, they can lead you on a drive to win the game. And last year, he threw some important interceptions in drives when they could have scored go-ahead touchdowns late in the game. So really what I'm only talking about is a few throws here and there that if they change, then he will be the quarterback to me that can win you a game. Like, I don't look at win you a game as you have to be Tom Brady. I look at it as once or twice a game, there's an opportunity where if you can come through, then you kind of won the game for him. You know what I mean? Like, you can win a game for your team even if you struggle for 3 quarters, but when the chips are down, you lead them on a touchdown scoring drive with 2 minutes to go. And it feels like, it felt like last year he couldn't do that, whether it was all on him or not.
Fair. I personally would rather have a quarterback that played really well for the majority of the game than for a small portion. Because the whole reason why people are looking at, in your situation, like you're talking about, all right, fourth quarter he wasn't good, first quarter, 3 quarters was good. Well, the only reason he was allowed to fail is because he was really good in the first 3 quarters. If he was bad in the first 3 quarters, then you're done. Like, then you, basically you're hoping to be, like, would you rather have Tim Tebow as your quarterback? Because he made a ton of late comebacks after being a god-awful quarterback through 3 quarters. I also think, too, that the idea that he hasn't thrown a touchdown to me is, it's alarming as much as it is, I don't buy it the whole way. You know, I do think that's where context matters. And I ran this example by you before the show.
Right.
Wild card game 2023 against Green Bay. In the rain, you're down 21-17. You got to go get a score. And Brock Purdy goes 6-for-7 for 55 yards on the final drive. But he doesn't throw a touchdown. Christian McCaffrey runs it in. So he led his team on a game-winning drive. But he didn't throw a touchdown? That doesn't really matter to me because he made some incredible throws on that final drive, including one to Juwan Jennings, layering over a linebacker, a third down where he sniped it inside to Brandon Ayuk. And then he also had a couple of scrambles, the 9-yard run for, I think it was on second down. Like, those are all plays that he made. And I thought that was a clutch drive by him.
No, I think that is a clutch drive by him. You're obviously using 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the thing. If McCaffrey's not McCaffrey, then he's going to be asked to do a little bit more. And then how much can he come through on those make or break drives in the fourth quarter that you know you're going to have 3 to 5 of them a year. And it felt like, again, I thought he had some bad luck in those situations last year at times, but it did feel like the Niners would be in control. The other team would score 2 scores in the fourth quarter, and then the 49ers just out of nowhere found themselves down in a game where now the clock's running down. And all I'm saying is at that point, it doesn't matter if Purdy's been great or terrible. He's got a shot. He's got a shot to win him a game. And it just last year, it just unraveled in those periods of time. And I'm not saying, again, they were all Purdy's fault, but I do think he's got to be better in those moments this year if they have that many, if they have enough close games like last year when they should have been able to put teams away.
Well, I think they will have close games, but all right, so Brock Purdy didn't come through against, Arizona week 5, right? Although I don't think he had the ball much in the fourth quarter because they were just running it down the Niners' throats. But against the Rams, they lost that game, but Brock Purdy needed one of his wide receivers to make a play, and Ronnie Bell dropped the ball. I can't put it on him for that. He played really well. I think he had 3 touchdowns that day, and I don't even know if he had a turnover. So there are some games where, yes, Steiny, you're right, Brock Purdy needs to make a play in the fourth quarter to win the game. He also needs some guys to help him. You know, I think that might be the one thing that people are highlighting, because it's the one thing he hasn't really done a lot of yet. Like, he's got 2 fourth-quarter comebacks in his regular season and also 2 game-winning drives, I think, in his 3 years, as 2.5 years as starter. So, yeah, that's not a lot. And it kind of does feed into the narrative that the Niners are front-runners because he hasn't been able to bring them back a whole lot. But I'm still willing to give him the benefit of the doubt that he can – he can figure that out. Like, does he have to? I mean, not every guy is going to be Captain Cool under pressure. But what do you control outside of that that can help your team win a game?
Yeah, I think so much with Purdy last year. I think the throws in the fourth quarter, like, I agree. I don't think he had... He didn't have the year he had in the previous 2 years. But what I'm getting at is I do think it just comes down to a few drives and a few bad throws that if he changes, like, you could pick 6 plays last year that if they went another way, we would have said, well, Purdy was pretty good again last year.
But this is the thing, though.
Like, when we say Purdy didn't have a great year, I think we look at all 17 games or 15, what he ended up playing. Okay. But there were critical moments last year where it either got to come through or not come through. And then I'll say it this way, the Niners just didn't come through.
But it's because he's making all the plays to put them in that position.
But
like, you're right.
They need to be better than just competitive.
If we're judging Purdy off of 6 or 7 plays a year, that to me is, I would prefer not to do that.
Well, okay. Well, let me ask you a serious question, though. If 4 games come down to the final drive, let's say you play 17 games and 6 games come down to the final drive, 3 where you have the ball to drive and potentially get a game-winning score, or your defense has to hold to win you a game. I feel like the Niners were probably 1-5 in those games last year. And
you're putting that all at Purdy's feet.
The 3 offensive times, I would. And I just made up 3 offense, 3 yeah. defense. But I don't feel like Purdy came through, but I also realized that in those situations when they were down and they needed a score in the last 2 minutes, like, nothing seemed to look good at that point. He did seem to be under more pressure in those types of situations than he had been most of the game. And so, yeah, I don't blame it all on Purdy. I blame it on, I think things were happening in those games where he was trying to do too much.
Yeah.
By trying to come back and have to make a play and win a game not by himself, but he's got to be the guy to make the play to win the game for him.
Well, to me, this kind of conversation is why a lot of people, and I'm not comparing these two quarterbacks. The one I'm about to talk about is, in my opinion, significantly better than Brock Purdy. But this same conversation is the reason why a lot of people don't trust Lamar Jackson, quote-unquote, or don't think that he's a great quarterback, because he hasn't made a couple of plays in big moments, and he's 3-5 in the playoffs. That, to me, is a simplistic way to look at a signal caller. Lamar Jackson may have won his third most valuable player award last year. He is one of the best four or five quarterbacks, a top four for sure, 4-3-2, I don't know where you put him. He's one of the best quarterbacks in football. So because he didn't come through in one moment in the fourth quarter, he's not that guy. There were 41 touchdowns last year. The four picks. I mean, and I realize that his team won more than Purdy did, but to me, like, the way we're talking about Brock not quote-unquote coming through in the clutch is the same thing that we do with all these great quarterbacks. And yeah, not everybody's Tom Brady. Not everybody's Patrick Mahomes. But Brock Purdy's still a damn good quarterback. And I think he's going to keep the Niners in a lot of games this year. Can some other guys and he make enough plays together to get them over the top? That's what we're going to find out this season. I think the Niners paid him because they believe he can get to that point. Yeah. He's 25, 24 years old.
Yeah, I was looking more, I get it. I think the discussion with Jackson and those guys and Allen and Burrow, the guys who haven't made it to the Super Bowl, like, for me, that's kind of playoff specific. I think with Purdy, it's more, he's going to need to do that in the regular, like, Lamar Jackson's going to play well enough for the Ravens to make the playoffs. And then in the playoffs, he's going to have to come through in a way, let's just say, that he hasn't before. With the 49ers, I feel like Purdy's going to have to make more big plays during the regular season than Lamar Jackson, because the Ravens are better than the 49ers. But the only way the 49ers make the playoffs is if Purdy has more of those games than he did last year. And then, you know, the playoffs, as far as Purdy is concerned, will take care of themselves. But, like, I guess what I'm saying is, I don't know if Lamar Jackson could play bad enough in the regular season for the Ravens not to make the postseason. Like, I think Purdy can.
Play poor enough?
Yes.
Yeah, because Lamar Jackson is a really, like, he's a better quarterback. You know, it's
right, like, to me, Lamar Jackson's got to be a better quarterback in the postseason than in the regular season.
Well, for people to give him credit, it feels like, yeah.
Right.
And I think that's stupid.
Well, I feel like Purdy, in a way, has shown what he can do in the postseason with a good team. This year, he's going to have to be a good quarterback for a team that's not as good, and he's going to have to do it over the course of an entire regular season.
So his job is going to be harder, yes, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, so then why, if he comes up short a couple times, am I going to crush him when his job is significantly more difficult than a quarterback who's better than him?
Because he just got his paycheck. He's a young quarterback, and you paid him because you think he can become that player.
You gave him 5 years.
Right.
After this one.
Right.
So you're hoping that over the course of these next 6 seasons, this one included, Brock Purdy can get there. What if he doesn't do it immediately? What if he comes up short a couple times? I mean, Brock Purdy, he's been playing a football nirvana for the first 1.5 years. Last year was his first real taste of what the NFL is like for the majority of guys. Maybe it's going to take him a year. But again, I think that's what they paid him for.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting the way there's two sides to this, and one is the way you are looking at it, and then the other way is, well, you know, everything's new for Purdy. It's like, well, wait a minute. This is his fourth year. Now Purdy should be one of the guys that McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo and Ayuk have been. Like, can he emerge into one of their best players and a guy who impacts winning like all the other guys we said did. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.